My beloved family of heart dwellers, if you are spending time in my heart, you have felt conviction when anyone complains, especially about those who carry the cross of your sanctification. If I took the time to tell you how they suffer day and night for you, you would be horrified. I'm not talking about just physical sufferings. No, I'm talking about deep and profoundly disturbing anguish over the state of your souls and the landmines set on your path to disable and destroy your destinies. I'm coming to you on bended knee, pleading with you to honor those who carry the cross of answering to me for your souls. They must make an accounting to me for your state of heart and mind, and when I hear your critical thoughts and attitudes against them, undermining their counsel, my heart sinks, for you are dissembling against the very ones that carry the burden of holding you up and covering you. In essence, you are opening the door to Satan so that his demons can come and defile you and rob you of your destinies. Your destinies is what Satan is after. In your youthfulness, you are not able to see just how undermining your complaints are, nor do you see the punishment and loss you pull down upon yourselves, and how serious it is when you discuss these things with others, essentially gossiping and coming into agreement with the accusations against those who love you and care like a mother, a good mother, for your future. I admonish you, dear ones, love those who labor for your souls. Shut your mind when accusations fly and unbelief encroaches on your mind. It is very damaging to you and to others. It is your solemn duty to protect the integrity of my leaders, because when you don't, they are living pincushions, and I hold you responsible. Love them as you love your own self, and trust that if I've called you to be underneath a particular leader, and you know that's your calling, trust them, support them, love them, and never, ever dissemble against them.